We are talking with Gene Rasmussen, the girls basketball coach with the IKM Manning Wolves, as we continue to take a look at the upcoming 2022-2023 season. And again, our girls basketball preview brought to you by some of our sponsors include Corn Belt Telephone and Gatorade here in Carroll. Coach, always good to catch up with you. How's things going?
Things are going well. Also good to talk with you as well.
Hard to believe that the season right around the corner, Coach. How did the offseason go for the Wolves?
You know, I think the offseason has been better than that it has been. I think we've gotten more girls into the weight room, which is crucial for teams to be successful. And I thought we did a nice job of with open gyms and things like that this summer. So, you know, I think that was good to see from a coaching standpoint.
Coach, what were some of the things that was the focus this summer? Was it just getting shots up when they came in for the open gyms?
Yeah, shots, ball handling, just, you know, your basic fundamentals, trying to get better in all those areas so that we can move forward and continue to improve as we go.
You told me during the commercial break, 16 girls out this year. What's the roster look like for you?
Yeah, we have a great group of seniors that I think are going to provide great leadership. We have five seniors, Nevaeh Boland, Morgan Hansen, who started point guard last year for us, Mabel Langle started as a post player for us last year. Emmy Ring got a lot of playing time, maybe even started a few games, so she's got some great experience coming back for us. Caitlin Spolstra, she got some experience coming off the bench as a guard for us. Bailey Germer, unfortunately, she re-tore her ACL, and she's not going to be able to play, but I know she's been at every practice and been a positive role for us, you know, off the court. And then Nevaeh Boland, she'll be back this year for us. She'll provide a presence in the post for us that will help out as well. And then we have one junior out, Abby Nyheisel. She got some playing time last year, some crucial playing time last year. I think she'll help us this year as well. And then we have five sophomores, Taylor Beckendorf, Kennedy Bartleson, Emma Branning, Lainey Golly, Allie McGinn, and then we have five freshmen as well, Carly Arp, McKenna Benton, Olivia Graving, Araya Miners, and Anna Stangle. So that rounds out our 16 girls that we have out.
Coach, kind of a nice mix there, the way it sounds. Got some size, got some speed, probably some ball handling in there. And from what I've learned, some of these girls, there's some competitive kids in this group as well.
Yeah, I think they will be competitive. You know, that's one of our goals, you know, be competitive in every game that we're going to play. That will be good to see as well.
First week of practice going on right now for you guys, so probably haven't, like, got a lineup or anything put together with, but who are the kids battling maybe for the backcourt positions right now?
Our guards, you know, like I said, Emmy Ring, Caitlin Spolstra's in that mix, Morgan Hansen, and then we might have to have some younger kids step in there as well. So, you know, you never know. You know, we're going to continue to evaluate and see what we can do at the guard level.
Mabel Langle, a leader for you last year in the front court. She lead that group this season?
She's a really strong player. I think she's going to be a force down in there for us. You know, she's one of those competitive people and that you were talking about, and I think she'll do a good job in there for us as well. And Abby Nyheisel, I think she'll do a good job in the post for us. She's really tall and long. That will help as well. When Nevaeh can come back with us, she'll be another strong presence in there as well for us at the post. And like I said, you know, you may see some younger kids have to step into those roles depending on the situation in different games.
Coach, you guys have always had that system where you like to be able to press, play a little up-tempo, but you also like to get the ball. The offense seems to start inside the paint. Similar for you guys this year, or are you going to have to tweak things a little bit?
No, we're going to try and go with that same mentality, you know, try and go inside first if we can, inside out, ball reversal, all that good stuff that makes good offense, and we're going to try and do that as well. And pressing-wise, yeah, we're still going to try and press. We may try and change some things up as far as how we press, but, you know, that's just will be from game to game.
What do you feel like the strengths of this team is going to be early in the year?
You know, I think the experience coming back that we have. You know, a lot of girls got a lot of playing time last year, and that should be to our benefit.
Concerns coming into the year?
You know, you always have some concerns. You know, staying healthy, I think, will be key. We'll need to be really good on the boards. I think that'll be huge. And we're going to have to be really good taking care of the basketball. I think those are some big things that we're going to have to make sure that we control. Those are some of the things that we can control. And we're going to have to be great defensively. You know, I think we play against some really good teams in our conference, and it's going to be tough year in and year out. So, you know, you have to play good defense, and you're going to have to take care of the basketball, and you're going to have to rebound.
You mentioned the conference. We're going to ask you about that here in a second. But you guys never back away from playing anybody, you know, in the non-conference. Always a really tough schedule. I know just off the top of my head, you got Panorama, Exire, Elkhorn, Kimbleton this year, you know, amongst a host of other schools. I think Boyer Valley on there as well. How do you like your non-conference schedule, and what are you hoping to learn about your team in those non-conference games?
Yeah, it's important to play those good teams. You know, that gives you a good idea of where you're at and what you need to improve on. As a team, and you know, you get to play against great competition. You know, you need to take advantage of those opportunities and see what can happen. And you know, it's, you know, especially going into our conference, if we like I said, we have such a tough conference. You know, we need to play those tough teams to get us ready for our conference.
And with the conference, looks like Trainer, Underwood probably the two favorites. How do you feel the conference breaks down, and where can we find the Wolves fighting for this year?
Yeah, you know, like I said, we want to try and be competitive and try and be as close to that top as we can and do the best that we can each year. And this is no different. We want to try and be one of our those top teams if we can strive to get there. And Trainer, Underwood, they both went 1-2 last year in the conference. They're gonna be tough for sure. I think Tri-Center, Logan, you know, those are going to be some tough teams that we're going to have to really – work hard. But you know, even Riverside, I think they'll be much improved from last year. AHSTW, like, they lost a lot, but I think they'll be much improved from what they were last year. And Missouri Valley, you know, they were really strong in volleyball. I think, you know, some of that might carry over into basketball. So, you know, from top to bottom, you know, I think you're gonna have to be ready to play each and every night.
What excites you the most, Gina, about this upcoming season with this group of kids and this team?
Yeah, just seeing what we can accomplish as a group. You know, going from the beginning of the year, how much improvement can we make till the end of the year, and being able to compete every night against some of those really good teams and see what happens. You know, I think this group can be pretty competitive. They just got to go out and show it every night.
I get the sense this is going to be a group that will get much better as the season goes on.
Yeah, I think they will. From what I've seen in our first few practices, you know, continuing to get better each and every practice, I think that'll be huge for us.
Well, Coach, as always, we appreciate your time here previewing the upcoming season. Wish you the best of luck. Looking forward to seeing you guys several times this year and getting a chance to catch up with you again.
Yeah, thank you, Jeff, and thanks for all the support and the coverage that you give to the area. You always do such a great job.
Thank you very much. Head Coach Gene Rasmussen again with the IK Manning Girls basketball team. We'll step away, take a break. We're going to swing it over to the Twin Lakes Conference. We'll talk a little ESAC basketball with Jason Phillips. That's coming up next year on the Girls Basketball Preview Show.